Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Rahul Khanna, who is FX strategist at TraderMate. How are you today, Rahul?
Yeah, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm recovering from the excitement of the Fed raising rates yesterday. It seemed to be a hawkish hike rather than a dovish one, which maybe the market was expecting.
Yes. So I think what got market on the wrong foot was the CPI that was released early in the day.
Yeah.
And because of the CPI release, the market just went short dollar. But then they thought the Fed will take that into consideration, but that didn't happen. And then Fed just wrong-footed the market again. So the hike was expected. But the problem was that they went with the balance sheet reduction, which markets sort of expected, but not this soon. Our view was that we're looking for balance sheet reduction this year. That's going ahead now, it seems.
Yeah.
In terms of rate hikes, the market is still uncertain. I think one rate hike is now sort of very much happening. We don't know if it's going to be one or two at the moment. But if you look at the dollar, how the euro dollar has reacted, we've had a fall in euro dollar, but it's still above levels that is not that keep market bullish on euro dollar at the moment. So we're looking at 111 level. If that breaks, then we start to think about maybe markets start to become concerned about Fed hawkishness.
Yeah, so basically at the moment we're like we're still 111.90 or so.
Yes,
so well in, you know, the euro is still strong, the economy or all the indicators there are very strong as well.
Yes, so at the moment people or the market knew about Fed going to start hiking rates and that was mostly priced in. But what wasn't expected in the past couple of months was that how ECB is going to change their stance and that wasn't priced in. So what's happening is euros had a rally thinking that this pricing in that we've seen has got the market again wrong-footed. And that's why there's more appetite for euro-dollar bullish than, you know, bearish. So what Fed did was already priced in mostly.
It was a competitive revaluation rather than devaluation that we're getting here from the Fed and from the ECB.
Yes. So at the moment, the way we're looking at dollar at the moment, it doesn't seem like there's anything new apart from balance sheet reduction at the moment. So how market is going to react? You know, there was Trump fiscal policies coming to the scene, which hasn't yet arrived, which makes market, you know, sort of shorting the dollar on that level. And dollar still, like, you know, is quite strong, you know, over the months. So, you know, so dollar can still go down a fair bit, you know, at the moment.
Right. Okay. I can't resist looking at pound dollar or the pound. Obviously, we're a week into the new regime, no proper deal with Theresa May and the DUP,
yes.
All sorts of intrigue and everything else going on too. With the Eurozone, or well, the ECB strong, and let's say the Fed strong, you've got that in contrast to the Bank of England, it looks as though even with inflation at 2.9%, they're not interested at all in raising rates. So, I mean, hasn't the pound become a one-way bet?
Yes, at the moment it has become a one-way bet. I mean, that's what the general opinion is in the market,
yeah.
That dollar can't really and pound can't really go higher from here at the moment. We still think that euro sterling is a better bet, you know, because no matter what happens, euro is still going to come out of it better than UK would.
Yeah.
So euro sterling is more one-way bet than cable at the moment because there's uncertainty with what Fed's going to do. But looking at looking at the way Bank of England, how Bank of England is going to react today, is because wage growth is really, really sluggish, inflation is just ramping up.
Yeah.
So how Bank of England is going to manage that? We think that Bank of England is not going to move anywhere on this because there's uncertainty from UK election, Brexit. There's too much uncertainties
right.
for Bank of England to move. So we think, at the moment, pound should be sold on rallies. That's the general view.
Okay.
We don't see that changing until, there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, that's a sort of happy note we like to finish on here. Rahul Khanna, FX strategist at TraderMate, thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you, Jack.